On Cornell University College of Engineering Week, how do we charge electric cars more efficiently? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, President of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Khurram Afridi, Associate Professor of Electrical and Computer Engineering, looks into this pressing question.
Imagine you're driving your electric car down the highway. Your battery is running low. Sure, you could pull off at the next exit and spend time and energy searching for a recharging station. Or you could simply change lanes and drive over special charging strips embedded in the road. That's the vision that our lab is working to make a reality. In the Cornell University School of Electrical and Computer Engineering, we're pioneering an innovative approach for wireless charging of all kinds of electric vehicles while they remain in motion, from cars on highways to forklifts in warehouses, and even mobile robots. This technology would not only provide convenience for drivers, it improves productivity, lowers costs, and almost eliminates downtime for autonomous vehicles and robots in warehouses. It would also literally pave the way for more sustainable transit. The origins of wireless electricity go back more than 100 years to the work of Nikola Tesla. Reviving the idea required taking two very different communities, high-frequency electronics and high-power electronics, who have never talked to one another, who don't speak the same language, who essentially solve problems very differently, and merging them together to create an entirely new field and enable brand new applications. Today, wireless power transfer has become not only feasible, but practical. It's based on the same underlying physics used to send messages to spacecraft like Voyager through radio waves. Except now we're sending much more energy across much shorter distances to moving vehicles.
And that was Khurram Afridi of Cornell University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.